tell the public something about yourself?
I need to let the public know just a little bit about myself. Okay, I was born and raised in Prince of Wales Island in a village with about 300 people. Very, very quaint. I remember my dad particularly, who took care of our one diesel engine in Craig, and he would go up and he would turn on the diesel engine at 5:30 in the morning, go back up and turn it off at midnight. So consequently, we didn't have all these wonderful things that we have today. You know, when I say wonderful, we had, we have flush toilets, we have bathtub, we have freezers, we have refrigerators. I grew up without those. But I'm not complaining. I love that simple life. I came to Wrangell for school. We had, I was one of two students in 7th and 8th grade. And so when I graduated from 7th and 8th grade, I needed to go to high school. And my dad had a family home here, as he was born here in Wrangell. So I came up to go to school here, then eventually went to Wrangell Institute and graduated from there. Married my husband here in Wrangell, was born and raised here in Wrangell, and my family lives here in Wrangell.
What experience and or skills do you bring to the position?
I consider myself a person that will listen. Long before I will make a decision, I weigh the facts. That's my nature. But I also bring the skills in this position by being appointed twice. And boy, that was a learning experience. And then being elected the third time. So I'm up for election now. At first questioned whether I wanted to, but then I thought, well, goodness, I've learned so much. And it was a learning experience about city government, although I did know something about city government, but not to this extent.
If you had to choose one issue, what issue do you think is most important?
Economic stability for Wrangell. And my reason for that is there are families that are leaving Wrangell, and I personally know of four or five who have children also, and my biggest concern there is that our educational system is their two-student count is lower than last year. So consequently, if we don't have that stability to offer jobs within Wrangell, we are going to keep losing people, and it's going to be a domino effect. So that would be my number one, and I'm not clear what resources need to be here in Wrangell. I definitely think about hydroelectric. I do because I also know that we're being scrunched on energy big time. So I'm thinking about those two areas.
That was KSTK's interview with Wilma Stokes, who's running for Assembly Seat A. Next, we'll hear from Marilyn Mork. Mork is running as a riding candidate for the same seat.
Tell the public something about yourself.
Well, I've lived in Wrangell for the past 27 years. I'm married to Elmer Mork, Jr., and I have five children. I'm very active in volunteering, always have been around town in Head Start and the Salvation Army and other places. I'm a member of the Alaska Native Sisterhood. I'm the secretary, and I enjoy doing volunteer things.
What experience and or skills do you bring to the position?
I don't have any political experience other than just volunteering in local boards, but I'm just interested in doing something instead of sitting home complaining. I want to get involved. I'm concerned about the economic development of Wrangell. Things are not looking the best that they've looked. I've been here a long time, and I just think that any help is better than no help at all.
If you had to choose one issue, what issue do you think is most important?
I think economic development. Wrangell's economy has really gone downhill. People are moving away. the amount of kids in school has went down a lot. I just think economic development is really important for Wrangell to stay, to sustain itself, you know, with the mill not running, and fishing has went from a lot of fishing to limited entry, and then with our cannery situation, it's definitely a concern for me and a lot of other families in this town, I'm sure.
That was KSTK's interview with Marilyn Mork. Mork is running as a write-in candidate for Assembly Seat A against Wilma Stokes. Voters will get to vote for one. Voters will also get to vote for other local officials and weigh in on three ballot measures on October 7th. Tomorrow, KSTK will air candidate interviews for Assembly Seat B.